One tool a couple state lawmakers want to use in troubled Milwaukee neighborhoods is called social impact bonds, SIBs. The name might be a bit of a misnomer because no actual bonds are issued. Supporters say SIBs can help address problems such as recidivism while also saving taxpayer money. WUWM's Latoya Dennis brings us this explainer.
Social impact bonds are also called the pay-for-success model. In a nutshell, here's how SIBs work. Government decides it needs to tackle a problem because it's costly. In the case of Milwaukee, it might be keeping people from returning to prison. Steve Goldberg is an independent social investment advisor. He says governments then contract an intermediary to raise the money needed to start a program and pick a company to do the work.
Very often, they will come proactively to government and say, we think there's an opportunity to lower your recidivism, to improve your outcomes for former prisoners, and to save money. Would you be interested in looking at this project?
The parties involved agree on metrics for measuring success. If the program meets the metrics, government pays the intermediary, who then pays back the investors plus some. If the metrics aren't met, investors lose money. If the deal goes as planned, Goldberg says the government should spend less money than it would have otherwise addressing the problem. Last year, Massachusetts set out to lower its incarceration rates using social impact bonds. The state hired a company called Third Sector Capital to act as the intermediary, and it contracted an organization called ROCA to do the work for 7 years. Molly Baldwin is founder and CEO of ROCA.
The point of our project is to work with very high-risk young men, which means that they're serious crimes, they're on track for future incarceration and future violence.
Baldwin says in its first year, her company served nearly 500 young men and retained 80% of them. The program is voluntary and takes 2 years to complete.
We run a series of employment and education and life skills programming designed for young people who won't show up, so it could happen for one day, they can leave, they can come back. So we keep going at them until they start to succeed.
Baldwin says it typically takes the men in the program between 16 and 18 months to put in 60 consecutive days of work. The cost to run the program for 4 years is $23 million. Big names such as Goldman Sachs are putting up some of that money. SIBs got their start in England just a few years ago, in 2010. Investment advisor Steve Goldberg says while SIBs are a public-private arrangement, it's not about privatizing work done by the public sector.
These are services that government is not itself directly providing. So, for example, government provides police and prisons. They typically don't provide reentry services.
Goldberg admits, however, there is a need for government oversight.
Generally speaking, these SIBs are investments in services for vulnerable populations, children and juvenile offenders and kids in special education programs that government has responsibility for. So it's important for government to protect taxpayer funds. And so we don't want SIB transactions that are tilted in favor of investors. And we want to make sure that the programs are consistent with the public interest.
SIBs are so new that it remains to be seen how effective they could be in addressing problems and saving money. Both Utah and Chicago are funding preschool programs. In Wisconsin, GOP lawmakers will put forth a plan requiring all state agencies to look into whether social impact bonds could help solve problems or increase efficiencies. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.